Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I feel attacked.
Oh, it's one of our favorite songs on the show. I mean, to be fair, I was the first one that threw something today, not you.
Well, you know.
You didn't throw anything.
I did.
Threw a pen.
Yeah, but I, you know.
Mm-hmm. I yelled at you.
Man, you think I'm worried about y'all yelling at me? I don't lose no sleep over that.
We yell at you every day.
I think it's funny.
All right, we're friends here. We're all friends.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Now, us and the Eagles, not on speaking terms right now. And we'll talk about the Eagles, but the way they played last night. Not good, especially the quarterback. 215-592-949. Let's check in on our Twitter question. We haven't looked at that one today. Our Twitter question,
good.
Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, so our Twitter poll is simple. Do the Eagles have a quarterback problem? Wow, 75%. Where do you think the vote, I already gave it away, 75-25 is the ratio, Hugh. Where do you think it comes down, yes or no? What has the majority of the votes here?
Wait a minute, ask a question. The question is, who's the problem?
Do the Eagles have a quarterback problem?
I'm going to say 75% no.
75% say yes.
Seriously? Wow.
It's a big number.
Yeah.
I expected a little more defense to Jalen in that community.
Well, so
is it over?
I think it's different if we ask after a couple days. After people woke up after that, saw that poll, and like, what do you expect?
Just banged yes.
Yeah, like, I mean, duh.
You watched the game.
He stunk.
Yeah.
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 It was a bad night, man. Then when you get the D lineman, get the interception, then you get hit and give it back up. Yeah, that ain't fair.
Yeah, that's an all-timer. All right, what do the players think about Jalen? At least how are they defending him or talking about him? Because obviously he needs that from his teammates right now. Let's start with A.J. Brown. A.J. always has a lot to say when it comes to the passing game. A.J. on Jalen last night.
What's going on with, what do you think's going on with Jalen? Obviously he's had a lot of turnovers his last three games. What do you think?
You can't just point a finger, you know. I think all of us has our hand in that pie, you know. We're trying to, you know, get better. Obviously, he's a quarterback. He's gonna get a lot of, you know, stuff for it, you know. But you know, we're in this thing together, you know. Like I said, like today, the one across the middle, I'm more than capable to make that catch. So you can't put that on him. I mean, he was under pressure. And I mean, it ain't going to be perfect. You know, it's a tough game. It was a tough opponent. It was a tough night, you know. So ain't none of this stuff going to be perfect. But we're just trying to do whatever we can do to make, you know, get it out.
I just find it ironic that, I mean, you kind of was a catalyst for all this. Now you want to defend him. I mean,
he's getting the ball
I'm
now.
I'm sorry.
You noticed.
Are you saying he's an arsonist holding a, a hose?
I'm sorry, dog. But it's just like, you know how when you talk about don't cheer for me or don't try to lift me up when you've been the one that's been kicking me.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I hear when you say that, because I just remember a few weeks ago, you're talking about, you know, you see what it is. You know what the problem is. Now you're saying, hey, it ain't all on him.
Well, maybe he feels powerful. Bad. Like maybe he you can't pile on last night if you're his teammate.
It's pretty obvious, I think, at this point that AJ and the type of offense he needs is not a fit with Jalen.
Absolutely not. Yeah, I mean, this doesn't
Devontae's production has gone down. They've stopped feeding the ball. They've made an effort to get AJ the ball, which I think he's best at, you know, physically dominating a guy one-on-one. That's going to be over the middle stuff. Like, but you need to be able to make those throws. Yeah, it's clear they can't do that. Can't make this work.
I totally agree. I remember thinking at some point early, and this was early in their careers.
So we just dysfunctional.
Yeah, totally. Early
have
in their,
you watched them?
Yeah, this, have you seen the offense this year?
No, I'm just saying, it's just crazy.
Early in their respective careers, I felt that about Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And this is before Ben really went bad. I just didn't think they fit together. I mean, Joel needed shooters around him, and Ben literally couldn't and wouldn't shoot. It just, the fit was just awkward. This is different, but it's like, AJ needs to be in an offense where they throw the ball all the time, and this is not an offense that is functioning when they throw the ball all the time. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
When I think of AJ Brown, I'm thinking slant over the middle. I don't care if there's a body on him.
Yeah.
Fit it in there, make the catch, and then you go run at you yards after the catch.
That's not what we do here.
That's not what we do.
Nah, this segment and the show sponsored by NJM Insurance. All right, let's hear from another teammate, Saquon Barkley, talking about Jalen Hurts last night.
Where's your confidence level in Jalen right now?
High. I mean, I don't really, you know, I don't know what the numbers were. In my opinion, like, when we got the ball back in overtime, and I got Jalen Hurts in my quarterback, I have all the confidence that we're going to win that football game. Sometimes it just doesn't work, and that's just the truth. And I know if it's a four-minute situation, he has all the confidence that me and the offensive line is going to find a way to end the game. And sometimes it just doesn't work. But this doesn't change anything. If anything, it's just to continue to make us closer. And it's going to make us closer. And you know, it doesn't make sense right now, but we know what the end goal is. We know what we want to accomplish. And we got a long ways to go, and we know that. So we're going to keep getting better, keep believing, and just move on and get ready for the next one.
It sounds to me, Hugh, like Saquon Barkley took the positivity rabbit mantra to heart. That was pretty positive after a rough game.
I mean, I guess you got to be, man. I mean, when you know you look at the way things went. I mean, and he sounds sincere. That's the one thing that I liked about it, is he sounded sincere. It sounded like he has his quarterback's back. He ran hard last night, man. He got some tough sledding yards last night. So, you know, it's just unfortunate that the outcome was what it was.
That looked to me like the best burst we've seen from Saquon in a while.
Yeah,
the fake tush push.
I think he reached, it was like 21 miles an hour on that fake tush push run, which is one of the fastest speeds in the NFL this season. He can still run hard.
I felt it. I mean, look, and I know we weren't ready for it in the first segment from Hugh Douglas. There was, like,
don't you say it.
No, I'm going to say this. There is a path moving forward the next four games to try to survive this. And I saw it last night. And that is, Jalen doesn't get to throw more than like 15 or 20 times if he's playing. You run the hell out of the ball. Lane's coming back on Sunday. And you get after the quarterback and you try to win that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, we're mitigating and we're lessening the...
No, we're not.
We're mitigating the quarterback.
No, we're not.
That's exactly what we did last year.
Like lessening the blow. No. Yeah.
We're making him less a part of the game.
Well, that's how he's had his success when you look at the stat line. Like, that's where he is. The more he throws the ball, unfortunately,
the worse it is.
Like seriously. You go look at the stats in the games that we lost. He's throwing the ball a lot.
Yeah.
You just got to tighten up.
So they could do that, and that probably is the way this is going to go moving forward down the stretch of the season. So we heard from a couple of teammates who, on the record, right after the game.
We got some off the record.
Well, you know, that always pops around here. That always happens around here. A column this morning by Jeff McClain. Okay, Jalen Hurts, and so should the Eagles quarterback be benched is basically the focus of his column today. And I read through it. He did not come out and say they should bench him, but he starts to ask the question. Like, I think it is very fair to kind of have that thought today. Like, is this the point where they got to take him? They got to pull the plug.
Mm-hmm.
This stood out to me within his column. I'm going to read you. This is a quote from Jeff McClain's column. Quote: "There were no overt displays of anger for public consumption. The players who didn't perform took accountability. No one pointed blame. But frustrations with Hurts behind the scenes have been mounting, per team sources, and may have reached a precipice." So
it's a big old word.
Well, it means you're about to fall off a cliff when you reach the precipice. So it sounds to me like they're all saying the things on the record, but off the record and behind the scenes, Hugh, it feels like they've reached a tipping point. Like, there's not much rope left in this thing.
Yeah. I mean, especially when you talk about, you know, the rumblings of Tanner McKee and all this other good stuff. This had to happen, though. This had to happen. And the reason why I say that is because now you have to meet it head on. We've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks and what it looks like and how people say they don't care what it looked like. Now you're at a point now where everybody's talking about it. They've done a great job at the NovaCare keeping everything in house. This has been the biggest cover up ever. When you talk about the fact that folks have been upset with the quarterback play and everything like that, this had to happen.
Yeah, you're talking about covering things up or holding it back. This dam's about to break. I mean, that's what it feels like here. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. Back to the phone lines here. OG Wade up on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, good afternoon. What are you feeling?
What's going on?
It's a lot of stuff, man. I'm looking at nothing. I mean, full disclosure. Jalen Hurts did not play good last night. Newsflash, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's do this here. Everybody knows, and their mother, the media, everybody was complaining that Jalen Hurts didn't like to throw over the middle. He's got to throw over the middle more. Jalen Hurts doesn't like to run the ball. He's got to run the ball. So Jalen Hurts, and this is the mistake that the team itself made, is that you went and you changed your offense in the third quarter of a season, when it takes you all season to input any type of offense. So off of pressure from the media and criticisms. So now, last night, and I know all y'all watched the Eagles games, all of those plays you were seeing, the routes and the concepts and everything, they were all new. Those routes and concepts wasn't even from the Eagles playbook. Those were routes and concepts from other teams' playbooks. The throw over the middle to A.J., Jalen Hurts, they say he doesn't like because he don't want to put the ball in harm's way. Turned into an interception. A.J. went through his hands. He didn't catch the ball, what have you. That's one pick. The other pick was, running a crosser, right? Smitty. He falls down on the play. That's another pick. My point is this. We're out there running a new offense, okay, essentially, because those wasn't the Eagles' plays. So now Jalen Hurts is performing those plays, and a lot of them aren't being successful. I heard Hugh Douglas just have some words with the other brother, Jack or whatever, about he didn't make any plays from the pocket. I thought he did. I thought the 3rd and 16 in overtime that he threw to Smitty on a dag route.
That was his best one of the night. Yeah, that was a good one.
That was from the pocket. Mm-hmm. The dime he threw to A.J. that went through his hands in the end zone, that was from the pocket. So I'm just saying, there was plays that he made from the pocket, the touchdown, that got called back because of Jordan Mailata's hold. That's 14 points right there that we could have used to actually win the game instead of being in the overtime. Now, while Jalen is culpable for some blame and everything, but to your concern, Joe, you shouldn't be concerned because we don't have a quarterback problem. You know why?
Mm-mm.
Because like y'all said, we got Tanner McKee. So if you know you got a better quarterback at backup, there's no quarterback problem.
I don't know that he's better. I don't know that yet.
That's what everybody else is saying. Everybody's saying that they want to see Tanner McKee. My point is this. When you have an offensive line that is injured, so you're injured, how is the quarterback going to be comfortable and have enough confidence in that O-line when he's being pressured, knocked down, sacked? This is all a part of playing the position.
Sure, but isn't that the NFL, OG? I mean, like...
Yes, you're right. Yeah. But I'm just saying to you that when you look at successful quarterbacks right today, their O-lines are intact. That's why they're being successful. The ones that's not being successful, there's other mechanisms that's causing the failure. In football, it's not just one thing, Joe.
So I agree with that. It's never
so what we do so, is we make it easy because we're able to point at the quarterback, which is cool because as much as he get the credit and everything, he got to take the blame. So Jalen Hurts does get the blame for that loss. But what I'm saying is that this team is bigger than that. And I said it on Friday. This team is waiting to be put out of their misery. The locker room is divided. I don't care what they say on these little sound bites and everything. Doesn't matter. These guys are not together, and you can see it on the field.
So my question to you would be this, OG. Why are they divided? Like, I mean,
because,
since, yeah, you okay, got it. You got it.
AJ is a captain, and AJ is a leader, and AJ is well-liked on that team. Jalen Hurts is a captain, and Jalen Hurts is a leader, and he has some people that like him on the team. So now you got some people that's siding with AJ. You got some people in the locker room that's siding with Jalen. The problem is AJ came out and publicly said that he likes to win, but he wants his numbers. So he's saying that winning don't is not everything for him. So once you say that, and he, you know this, as a player, when you have a player that says it publicly that winning is not the main thing, bro, we got a problem. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't have a problem with that, then I got a problem with you.
Yeah, I'm with you. OG, I'm with you on that. Yeah, AJ's his own issue. And I do agree there's a lot of division in there. And OG, good phone call. A couple things I just want to react to. And OG brought a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not wrong that there's a cumulative effect of getting hit a lot, right? As a quarterback in the line, it's not as good as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it also can't not be functional. Like, all right, let's just go through it. Saquon's not as good this year as last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
O-line's not as good. I agree. I think AJ's lost a step. He's not as good. But does that mean we can't even touch 20 points? Like, we're not functional.
And again, this is where I know today is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The easiest thing to do, because that's the visual that we saw last night. We saw the five picks and everything. But no, you talk about procedural stuff. And the penalties and stuff. And OG, to your point, when I said making plays from the pocket, I was saying that's what most quarterbacks have to do. Jalen had some plays from the pocket. I didn't mean to make it sound like he didn't make any plays from the pocket. But you have to be able to throw the ball on time and put the ball in the hand of your playmaker.
Yeah.
You got to be able to do that. And that didn't happen enough last night.
The other thing I want to react to, this comes up a lot. Like, he brought up the good throw Jalen made in overtime, right? Mm-hmm. To Devontae over the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I think we confuse, as fans, can do versus do often. I don't think anyone ever says Jalen literally can't do it, right? Like, he just doesn't do it often enough.
Consistency.
Right, like, I'll use a baseball analogy because that's where my brain always goes to. For 2 weeks, Trey Turner can look like the best hitter in baseball. He does it every season. For 6 months, he doesn't look like the best hitter in baseball. Do you see the difference? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, for 2 weeks, you pick out his best 2 weeks of every year. It's probably pretty close to, I don't know, Juan Soto or Shohei Ohtani for a couple weeks. And it's great for those 2 weeks, but he doesn't do that over 6 months. It's why he's not as good as those guys. So the idea, like, see, he could do it. He threw it over the middle. It was a great throw to Devontae. I saw it. It was a good throw. That was one. He threw the ball 40 times. That feels like more of the issue. I don't think it's, I think you use the word consistency over and over. That's what makes the best quarterbacks so good, because they just keep doing that and then they crush you, because it's just like you think you breathe, you can breathe a little bit and they get another one. That's the issue.
The bottom line is this, and I said this during the course of the year, is that it feels like when you play this team, if you keep it close, you have a chance to win in the fourth quarter, because they can't pull away.
Yeah. Yep.
They can't pull away. They'll put points on you, but they can't pull away, because for whatever reason, if it's the play calling, or if it's the quarterback, which I believe it's a little bit of everything. It's the offensive line. Jordan Mailata did not play well last night. Did not play well. And some of those drives kill you. And then it's like a snowball effect. When you talk about how that game transpired last night, it was just like one thing after another. But with all that being said, with the quarterback and his deficiencies and everything, still had a chance to win that game. Still had a chance to win that game.
Well, because they have a lot of good players, right? Yeah. They have a good defense. They have Vic Fangio. So they every game feels like the same game now. It's just 20-17, and it's a matter of what side are we on it. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, what up, Joe Giglio? What's your dealio? Hugh Douglas, what's up, Hugh?
What's going on,
Chuck,
man?
What's up?
Hey, listen, man. Let me tell you something. This quarterback is a complete tool. Okay, and I try to tell everybody who would listen who that is. What I'm trying to tell you is this, right? You know, he threw an interception and fumbled on one play. I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life. Like, that's just a different level of bum yacht. And you got OG idiot up here calling up here, making excuses, you know what I mean? You know, just trying to dumb it down. No, the quarterback stink, and he's been stinking for the better part of 3 years now. You know what I'm saying? Let's not make it act like this is something new. It ain't Kevin Petullo. Nick can leave a lot to be desired when it comes to time management, things of that nature. You know what I mean? The defense put balled out. You got a guy on the other side of the ball, Justin Herbert, who did everything in his power to win that football game yesterday. Can you say the same thing about Jalen Hurts? I don't know. And he was playing hamper. You know what I'm saying? But we got a guy here who's too cool for school, don't want to run, don't want to be under center, can't get the ball consistently to the wide receivers, can't throw the ball consistently over the middle. You know what I'm saying? What does he do well? Why are we paying this guy $50 million? I mean, I'm just trying to understand. What are we getting for $50 million? All you Jalen Hurts lovers out there, you're all tools, man. All y'all. And the dude is finished. He's over with. I don't know what the fascination with him is, but I can't wait until we get another quarterback in here, because he's holding this team back. He's holding this team back. You guys can't see that? I mean, you got Troy Aikman, who's a Hall of Fame broadcaster, Hall of Fame type player, sitting up there, you know, pointing out every integral detail that he was doing yesterday that was wrong. I mean, checkdowns. You know, it's, you know, missing players. The five turnovers. We'd have five interceptions. If it wasn't for a guy dropping the ball, this guy completely stinks. And I'm tired of people making excuses for him. Let's stop calling things for what you think it is. Let's call a spade a spade. Okay? This passing offense have never been good since he's been here. Never, okay? We had a great running game last year. Saquon can't always bail you out. The offensive line, they're banged up in and out the lineup. The defense can't always bail you out, you know what I'm saying, when you got them on the field as much as they do. This guy can't get the ball to the wide receivers consistently. He can't run a complex offense. He can't even run a competent offense. I'm telling you right now, I'm at my wit's end with this dude, man, and I'm tired of the too cool for school stuff. It's time to Jordan Brand. Jordan Brand my ass. This guy won't be here much longer. I tell you that much. Because I tell you a guy that's looking up there with binoculars right now. And his name's Howie Roseman.
Yep.
And you know how much he's playing this guy. And it's a business at the end of the day, Joe. It's a business. And I tell you, this guy ain't cashing in on his business proposition. And that's all I got to say about that. Jalen Hurts' numbers, days here, is numbered.
Chuck, I agree, man. And a good phone call. He mentioned Howie at the end.
The look you had when you said the when you said like how we saw a ghost.
Well, it is. I saw Howie last night, and I saw it was like watching the same person see a ghost 6 years later. He saw that ghost once, and he went and got young Jalen Hurts because he saw the ghost.
Wentz, watch.
The ghost of Wentz was in that building last night. I felt it like went through your spine.
It was chilly.
It was bone chilling. It was. Chuck brought up the money and the salary cap and Howie. I think we can make a case based on this year, this offense. It's funny that this comes up because this was the whole root of the offense, defense, luxury thing, right? Is this the worst return on investment in NFL history, this offense? It is the most expensive offense in the NFL. We can't crack 20 points in overtime. They had six quarters or five and a half, depending on how you view it. They can't crack 20 points. Like, if I'm Howie... I know there's two parts to Howie, right? There's the football guy, Howie, and then there's like the salary cap numbers guy. If I'm Howie and I'm in my salary cap numbers mode and I'm looking at how much I'm paying these offensive players and how much points I'm scoring, I'm going to sit back and lose my mind. This is the worst return on investment I ever made.
I don't think so.
Well, how?
It's a push because you won a Super Bowl.
But
no, you did this year. Yes,
this year.
That's why
this year.
It's a push, though, Joe. It's a push.
This year.
Because you won with the same, because I look at it like this, with these same cast of characters, you won the Super Bowl last year. Now this year, I feel you. 2 years into this thing, that's why I say it's a push. Because you're going 50-50. This offense is anemic.
It stinks. I mean,
anemic.
It stinks.
Anemic is cool.
It stinks.
Anemic is okay.
Yeah, it stinks. I'm now recalling the conversation we had with Elliot last week. He was like, "Would the Seahawks want to play the Eagles? Everyone wants to play the Eagles offense."
Well, when he said it, like I never pushed back because ESP, my dude. But when he said it, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, you want to play the team you feel that you have the best chance
of course.
To beat. And I'm telling you, if I'm a defender, my whole thought process, if we can keep this thing close, if we can keep within a striking distance of scoring, we got a shot. Because that's, for the most part, most of the games that we've lost, that's how we lost them.
Anybody talking about the standings, that they're still in first place in the NFC East? And
you ain't trying to hear that today?
If you're Elliott and you're telling me that the Eagles are the best team in the NFC, I mean, that's full-blown denial. We have to stop. Drop the act.
Yeah, no more.
They stink right now.
No more.
They stink.
Yeah. If we're being totally honest, if they played the Rams on Sunday, what would they score be? I mean, they might lose 34-7. I'm serious. Like, they wouldn't score.
Honestly, I think the saddest part is that the defense does look like they're a defense that I would like to get like a full run in the playoffs with.
I'm with
or like
you.
They're a team that could take you, or a defense that could take this team to the Super Bowl. They're wasting it.
Man, Nakobe's become one of my favorite blitzing inside linebackers.
It's, oh my goodness.
When he just like pushes through and destroys the running back trying to block him. Who'd you compare him to a few weeks ago? Sam Mills?
Sam Mills.
He does have that like, kind of look to him. He's been awesome. 215-592-9494. All right. Your phone call is coming up. Plus, we'll be joined by Ross Tucker. It is Tuesday. Can't wait to get his thoughts on last night, the team. What do they do now? And what does he think Howie Rose was thinking as he watches this? That's all next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What's up, Philly? The holidays are here, and that means it's time for the best tasty cakes of the year. Talking about Frostbite Donuts and Mint Chocolate Candy Cake. Man, those things don't last long. They're perfect for game days, get-togethers, and late-night snack runs. Don't wait. Grab yours now before they disappear. Tasty Cake. Philly made, Philly loved. Except no substitutes.
Well, it feels like that. I mean, it might not be, but today it feels like that. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We get back to your phone calls coming up in just a few minutes. It is a Tuesday, though, which means we talk to our guy, Ross Tucker, at Ross Tucker NFL, for the Daily Eagles Ross Report. Ross, how are we doing today?
I am doing just fine, fellas. How about yourself?
Oh, well, you know, we're going through it, Ross. Yeah. And I was trying to tell them before they jumped all over me like a bunch of crickets that in games like this, you always try to draw from the positives first because you still have a lot of football to play. And I guess my question to you is from your purview, what were some of the positives that you saw from this football game?
Well, you know what's interesting, Hugh? I think you and I are kind of sharing a brain because I feel differently than a lot of the other folks feel today. I mean, they went up against a pretty darn good team. You know, the Chargers, whatever they are, 9-4, so they're a confirmed good team. And even if they just had 4 turnovers, 3 interceptions, and 1 fumble by the quarterback, they would have won the game or at worst tied the game. I guess I would feel a lot worse if they weren't able to move the ball at all, or it was like the Bears game and they got their you-know-whats run over. I think encouraged would be too strong of a word, but what I would say to you is they're not going to have games with 5 turnovers. That's not – of course they shouldn't win a game if they have 5 turnovers. What's the likelihood that that happens again? I think not real high. They lose a touchdown because of a penalty, another one that might have been a touchdown or whatever. I can't remember in the Juergens because of a penalty. A.J. Brown has multiple drops. I mean, I guess I watched that game and thought they were clearly the better team. They had a bunch of mistakes that cost them the game ultimately. But I don't really know how much of a difference it makes. I mean, in my mind, they're going to be the 3 seed. They're still going to win the division. They're going to be the 3 seed. They're going to have a home playoff game. They need to win that home playoff game. And then we'll see what happens. I mean, if you can have 2 takeaways, it's fair to say they do not look like a team that's going to repeat and win the Super Bowl. And I don't think they're even close to as good as the Seahawks or Rams right now. If that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is ultimately they're fine in terms of having a home playoff game, in my mind, and a chance in the tournament.
Ross, let's talk about the quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Just in general, obviously last night was a career worst game. Probably an outlier when it comes to ever seeing that many turnovers again. But just as you've watched him throughout the season, Ross, I'm going to ask a question usually reserved for, I would say, older players. Do you think Jalen Hurts is regressing as an NFL quarterback?
Well, what's interesting about that, Joe, is I do think they're trying to do some different things with him. And I think last night was an indicator of perhaps why he doesn't typically work the middle of the field that much and doesn't like to, because the middle of the field can get messy. A lot of things can happen in the middle of the field. They can drop a D tackle that you're not expecting and you can throw the ball right to them. You know, stuff like that happens. And you can see why it feels like Hurts typically prefers the cleaner reads of the outside isolation routes because there's less hands there. There's less opportunity to throw an interception. I would actually say one of my biggest frustrations or questions coming out of last night was more about Hurts as a runner. I can appreciate and respect that he's sliding so as to not take hits, so as to not get hurt. And I think that's the right move. But I guess I'm wondering if there's something wrong with him physically, because he does not look to me like he's moving as fast as he used to, or as fast as he can, or as fast as he does at other times. I mean, there was like a stark contrast, I felt like, between Herbert running and Hurts running, and that should not be the case. And Herbert has a broken hand that he got operated on Monday, a plate and multiple screws. Herbert's getting the crap beat out of him, and he basically won the game by not turning it over and by running. I mean, that's basically how Herbert won the game, and I would like to see a little more from Hurts running and a little more of a sense of urgency. They need it. They need it.
Ross, I'm curious your perspective on this, and then because you're around so many people in the NFL at games, curious maybe when you talk to coaches and people in the league, what they actually think matters. So Russ, I've had this theory for a while that maybe us as fans were a little bit behind in terms of really how quarterbacks are evaluated. Because a lot this year, when Jalen's up and down, or the offense is up and down, our callers cite, hey, Joe, his touchdown interception ratio is sterling. And before last night, it was, right? Like, it was one of the best in the NFL. Yet they're not scoring any points, and it doesn't look like the offense is any good. So I've started to wonder, is that really what matters? And Ross, I'm going to throw a couple of stats at you. I'm sure you've heard these, whether or not you use them, I'm sure you heard them. And I'm just curious what you think actually matters, like how the Eagles might be assessing him, how we should be. So when you look at the other stats, kind of under the hood a little bit, Jalen Hurts is 25th now in success rate. He's 20th in QBR. He is 18th in expected points added per play. That number comes up a lot. Ross, how do you think football people actually evaluate quarterbacks numbers-wise? And what do you think about Hurts compared to the surface numbers, maybe versus the other underneath ones, which don't look as good?
It's a really, really good question. And I would say that I think front office executives and personnel, people, they look...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Look at a lot of the newer statistics or advanced preferred, better, more relevant statistics that you just cited, Joe, and they look at that as a better indicator of how a quarterback's performing. I think coaches are still more old school, and it's really not even statistics. It's watching the guy play, watching what he's asked to do, and how well does he do based on what he's asked to do and the people around him, because that really changes from team to team. You know, not only the people around you, but what you're asked to do really changes depending on what team you're on. And I think it would be fair to look at Hurts and say, okay, look what he's got around him and look what they're asking him to do. He should be more productive than this.
Yeah, I think it's a fair way to put it. And what makes it so interesting in football is there's so many players on the field, right? Like we're pulling out one player's numbers, but there's the context of all those players on the field with them. Ross, the run game, I feel like it's getting a little bit better. I mean, I know they had the one big one last night that probably inflated Saquon's numbers, but I saw burst when he got around the edge on that the fake tush push there. What have you seen with the run game, and is there something that maybe we can build on the last couple weeks, specifically last night?
Well, I think the burst has been there all year, and I don't think the line has blocked it as cleanly. And I've never thought that Saquon had great vision, and that goes back to college. And the reason why I felt that way, and I watched every snap he played at Penn State, he had way too many negative yardage runs, way too many. That happened with the Giants too. And I know the line wasn't good. I think there's a little bit of, I would say, almost like a Barry Sanders to his game, where he has a unique ability because of his speed and power to go a long way. But he's not as much of a sustaining back as other guys are. And as a result, you get a decent amount of negative yardage runs, which put you in second and 12. You know, that was, believe it or not, the knock on Barry Sanders is that, hey, we love Barry. He's maybe the greatest ever, blah, blah, blah. But in terms of scoring points, it's a lot of second and 12s. It's a lot of third and longs. Those are really hard to come back from in the NFL, as opposed to, I'll just give an example of a guy I blocked for. I can't hardly ever remember Emmitt Smith having a negative yardage run. I mean, when I was there, okay, he was like 34 years old. We stunk as an offensive line. He was small. He was slow. And he somehow, Joe, would always get 3 or 4 yards. Oh, like I have no idea how he did it. He'd find a little nook or cranny. He'd dip, dodge, dive. And that's not really Saquon. So I think, you know, when the coaches talk a lot about first down, they're not calling out Saquon because if the line blocked it better and blah, blah, blah. But when they're saying they need to do better on first down, that's a lot of what they're talking about.
Ross, last one for you. Let's end this on a fun note here. Your thought on Phillip Rivers potentially coming back here at the age of 44. I think he came in the league just a few years after you, and he could be playing quarterback for the Colts, I guess, before this season is over, if this thing becomes a real thing, and he had a workout with them last night. Ross, your thought on 44-year-old Phillip Rivers, 5 years after playing, trying to come back and play in the NFL?
Well, I think it's an incredible story. My rookie year was 2001. He was 2004, yep. But he's only 2 years younger than me. He's 44. Listen, I've been saying for years we need more grandfathers in the NFL. We need more grandpas, pop-ups, whatever you want to call it, playing in the NFL. You know, Joe, in 2 weeks I'm doing Niners at Colts.
It's a big one.
On the radio. I don't want it to be Riley Leonard. I want it to be Phillip Rivers. I'm like praying that they sign him, and I think I saw a tweet from McAfee saying it's going down. Now, I don't know how quickly they would start him, but he's not going there to be a backup, I wouldn't think. So however it plays out, it's like an incredible, incredible fun story that makes the Colts like – must-see TV. And I hope he does. I hope he lights it up. It'd be amazing.
It'd be the coolest story of the NFL season. I'm rooting for it, too. I hope he's starting that night. You're doing that game. Ross, we appreciate hopping on. As always, have a great rest of your week. And we'll talk next week, hopefully on a positive note, after a win over the Raiders on Sunday, Ross.
Oh, my gosh. If they lose to the Raiders, that would be bad, bad. I would be shocked. I did a Raiders game a couple weeks ago. They are not good. I would be – it'll take maybe more than 5 turnovers for them to lose to the Raiders.
Yeah, this is the perfect opponent. Ross, we appreciate hopping on. Have a great week, and we'll talk next time.
Have a good
one. See you guys.
There we go. I saw Tucker Bagley put up a note last night. He was the only team in the last 5 weeks in the NFL to score fewer touchdowns than the Eagles. You know who that is?
Raiders.
The Raiders. It might be just what the doctor ordered. Hugh, what do you think about Pop Rivers coming back for the Colts here?
He got about 13 kids, right?
Close to that.
Probably need that bread. I want to, like, honestly, the first thought that I was thinking.
It's the money.
I'm like, damn, he probably going to get this part of the year, probably going to get about $3 million. And then, they'll probably sign him. He's probably going to sign a multiple-year deal.
You think? At 44 years old?
At least a two-year, don't you think?
I don't know.
What is that worth, like 15, 10, 15?
Do you think it's for the money, or maybe he just wants to get out of the house? That's a lot of kids. Might be in over his head.
Dude, Phillip Rivers was a pretty darn good quarterback.
Sure,
like,
was.
He was a
not if you ask Jolly.
Yeah, well, Jolly hates.
Well, I don't ask Jolly anything.
Why not?
I just don't.
Huh.
I mean, he's a profound thinker. I mean, I respect him for that, but I'm not asking none. I would say he'll probably get like $10 to $12 million for 2 years.
Do you think he could pull this off?
I don't think he's going 2 years.
Yeah, no, I think this is just the rest of the season.
You think it's just a, what, five games?
Yes. Yeah, no, this is just, this is a, we need help, come help for the rest of the season.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. Who's you think he's going to go through a whole offseason and be it like, come on, yeah, you know.
Man, they called this man, he'd been chilling for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Make it worth his while.
No.
Like, for five games, he's going to get a couple. Man.
I got to tell you guys, I know we had a lot of reaction the night after Joe Flacco got traded within a week and was lighting up defenses because we couldn't move the ball passing. If Phillip Rivers gets off the couch after 5 years and plays well down the stretch, but we can't throw the ball, I'm not going to handle it well.
You want to make another bet, Hugh?
About what?
If he signs, it's just for this season.
We can do that.
Double or nothing?
But that's 600 penny. I put $2 with the $4 I owe you.
But that's not double or nothing. That would be $8.
No, I'm halving it.
Oh.
I'm halving that thing.
1.5 or nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. So $6 total on the line here? That's what we're betting?
600 pennies.
I thought you would have
learned.
But
why would he sign a 2-year deal? He's old.
Why not? I mean, if they're willing to. Listen, Joe.
He just said he's old.
Listen. This is how, listen,
why didn't Brandon Graham sign a 2-year deal in the middle of this season?
Listen to the rationale. He's a quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's 44 years old. They caught him off the couch 5 years removed from the game.
Yes.
Five of them things.
So long. What was your body like 5 years after your last game?
Not well, like I would, if somebody asked me, probably, no, I'm good. Because you're 5 years removed from the game.
Yeah.
Right. But they feel like your skill set still translates into this game, and we are willing to pay you. Make it worth my while. So give me a 2-year deal.
I just think they're desperate.
Oh, they're totally
desperate. Well, I mean, it's all of that and above, but he ain't played in 5 years. You mean to tell me he the only
cat? So why is he going to go and sign for an extra year now?
Because it's like, hey, give me some more money.
Oh, he's going to hold them up for money.
Wait a minute.
I get the rationale.
Who was Buddy that they got him out of retirement? He was coaching his team. He was here. And he was coaching. And then he was like
McCown,
the emergency
Josh
quarterback.
McCown,
yeah, he
Josh
was the emergency
McCown.
Quarterback. Same thing.
He's the Vikings quarterback coach now.
Crazy.
Yeah. Didn't
he was the emergency quarterback. But he had to never come to practice.
Yeah, he was coaching down in North Carolina.
Yeah,
he
was
but then
chilling.
He played in that playoff game.
Rivers is signing to be a starter.
Yeah.
He's signing to go on a playoff.
I'm saying
run.
It's the same thing, though. If he go on a playoff run, the juices get to flowing.
It's not the same thing.
I need them in the playoffs.
Okay, Joe Flacco came in the same scenario. Am I mistaken?
He's been playing.
No, but my point is this, guy.
There's no scenario that's akin to this.
Did Joe Flacco come in the same scenario? What? He came in as like, he was on the couch.
He was just traded from another
football
team.
He was on the Browns. He was starting for the Browns.
No. Before that, when his son was calling him trash, he was at the crib chilling.
2 years ago,
yes.
When he helped the Browns go to the playoffs.
Yes, and then he came back, and they signed him.
He had been playing.
You're right.
He retired.
But it was, you're right. Both of you are right. But it was like 3 months he retired, not right. Five full years.
Okay, but yes, yeah. It's basically the same.
This is an insanely unique scenario. There's no, like, there's really no comparison.
We're all on the same, this is, are we on the same page? We're rooting for Phillip Rivers here?
Of course.
Yeah,
I think this would be so. I need
for him to only sign for the rest of this year.
I need to be sitting on my couch watching a Phillip Rivers playoff game. You guys done with the bet?
No.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines here as we devolve. Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP.
We always devolve.
Hey, Jeff.
This whole thing has a total Titanic vibe to it. So on one hand, you got Kyle and Joe up in the catbird seat warning everybody about the iceberg that is Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
And Captain Sirianni just steering the boat like nothing's going on.
I'm picturing him in the captain's hat now. I can see it.
And then you have Hugh over here playing in the strings band, like, let's just keep everybody, you know, they don't know anything. That's fine. Let's just keep on playing. then you got AJ Ismay jumping on the lifeboat, going down with it, you know. There's not supposed to be any men.
Well, now you have me wondering who's Jack and Rose, but now I don't want you to answer that question because it gets weird
if
you answer that.
Man, who knows? Dude, it was a total debacle last night. It was just Jalen has to take a lot of the blame, but – thank God the defense kept us in the game.
Well, they did. You know, there are some silver linings to last night, right? The run game, Saquon, the big run. Jeff, I think Jalex Hunt is starting to emerge here. I think he's been their best edge for about a month now. I love the way he's playing.
I mean, if you know, they didn't score many points off of the turnovers, but had we not turned the ball over, we would have probably scored more points.
Oh, yeah. You know? Well, we would have got accidental field goals if we didn't turn the ball over. Like, just we would
accidental, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we just would have.
That's not even a given. Now,
well, it's not. Yeah, Elliott has struggled. Jeff, man, we appreciate it. I need Jake Elliott to get back on, figure this thing out.
You had Dicker.
The one that got away.
You had Dicker envy last night.
I had complete Dicker envy. You were completely right on that.
Listen.
Are you fantasizing about Dicker last night?
I didn't work. I just, as soon as that came
no,
up.
No, you're
I was
right.
Like, yeah.
You read me perfectly.
I fantasizing about Dicker.
I sat there on my couch last night with complete Dicker envy.
Again,
I can't lie.
It's natural to be curious.
You pegged me correctly.
Wait a minute, what?
You pegged me correctly.
Oh, wow.
Are we talking about football or not?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Anymore.
Let's, you know what?
Wow, I can't believe you said that, dog.
That's the vernacular. Let's go to Terrence Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
Yep, nothing to see.
Terrence, what's up?
Guys, Jalen Hurts needs to be investigated, guys. He's playing like somebody.
He was throwing the game.
Somebody's Jalen Phillips.
He's playing like somebody is behind his back. Somebody's watching him.
He had money on the game. Like,
and guys, it might be, but when he balled out, when Spagnuolo made him throw the ball, maybe he really exposed Jalen Hurts. Because remember that game was our defense dominated. They got the ball at great field position every time. And maybe Spagnuolo really exposed Jalen Hurts because, you know, the whole season, teams have been making him throw the ball all the time, seeing if he can do it consistently. And guys, this looks like another collapse. This is getting very depressing. It's like pulling teeth to score 20 points. And Jalen Geno Smith Hurts is so inconsistent. He makes one good pass, then he makes five horrible passes. He turned the ball over. Right now, he's Wentz 2.0. I'm sorry, guys. This offense looks too much like 2023. Only in Philadelphia will you win the Super Bowl, and the next season you can barely score the damn ball. This offense is pathetic. AJ Brown, he had a touchdown go through his hands. He tipped one off his hands. You're crying the whole year about getting targets, and then when he got one in a big game in a crucial moment, you don't do it. I'm sorry, guys. We will not go back to the Super Bowl. I see no RPOs in his offense. Why can Herbert run an RPO and fetch the whole damn defense out? But Jalen Hurts can't do it. Guys, it's a shame. Our defense, I feel bad for our defense, guys. They're playing lights out. They're the heart and soul of this offense. And I love OG, but guys, with the excuses, guys, I cannot keep going for it for Jalen Hurts. I like the guy, but he's playing horrible right now. And guys, I think him and Carson Wentz in 2018 did a soul swap. I really believe so.
Man,
I believe they swapped souls. And, guys, right now it's 100% what AJ said earlier in the year when he said it was a blank show. He was right. It is. Jalen Hurts is missing wide open receivers. He had one look down the field, and he's throwing to Dotson, who he's throwing to the whole game on a game-winning drive. What are you doing, guys? They can just let that stupid-ass bunny go out the locker room because it ain't doing diddly squat right now for this team. It ain't bringing no positive energy, guys. Because, Jalen, because right now, Joe, you said it before, he's inconsistent. You have weapons on this team. And right now, guys, if we had Josh Allen, you guys have been saying this for a long time. If Josh Allen was on this team right now, if Lamar Jackson was on this team right now, we probably wouldn't lose a damn game with our defense that we got. And it's crazy. Yeah. Jalen Hurts got to look in the mirror. He got to pull a Michael Jackson and look at the man in the damn mirror.
It's time, Terrence, before this thing is too late. Terrence, good phone call. We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, if they had better quarterback play, they'd clearly be a better team. I mean,
what was the Chiefs defensive coordinator's name again?
Steve Spagnuolo.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's his
name. Spags. You could have just said Spags.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Spagnuolo.
Spagnuolo.
Like Magnolia, but
Spagnuolo. Yeah. Now, was he Spagnuolo when the Eagles beat him, but Spagnuolo when the Eagles lost to him?
Sure, yeah.
I guess we just got to figure out which one he was. Yeah, that's where we're going here. All right, 215-592-9494. Devin Caney's going to join us. And there's her take from the sidelines yesterday. And big Phillies news from today. We got to get her on. You're also welcome to react with us to the Kyle Schwarber news. 5 years, $150 million. We're excited.
I don't think anyone's in the mood for that.
I know. I want to make sure everyone knows. If you are excited about Schwarber, we can talk about
it. Yeah, we are aware that it happened, too.
We broke the we played the breaking news sounder. It is awesome. I'm happy. 5 years. I think he's going to age well. I'm glad he didn't go to the dumb Reds or the ridiculous Mets or any of that. He's a Philly. where he belongs, and hopefully he continues to hit 50 home runs a year in this uniform for a very long time. Very happy Schwarber's back, and also very annoyed at the Eagles, and especially the quarterback, who right now is a disaster. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sports book for same-game parlays, from points and rebounds to threes and assists. FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now, it's the perfect time to join, because new customers get $150 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.